Matua Murupanga and his partner Imogen Ware joined me this week to have a kōrero about their natural wine label that incorporates Māoritanga Ko Tawhiti Wines, which is being launched this week. Now, we had a bit of a long kōrero, so we've split it into two, and this is part two of that interview. Oh, we're doing rhymes. Areare mai. What's a natural wine?
A natural wine is it's a funny term, but basically it's a wine that's kind of been produced without sort of adding anything to it in the sort of fermentation process, and
as well as in the vines as well. Like, there's no chemical pesticides or anything added to the vines. It's all natural.
In terms of the farming of the grapes themselves, we can kind of have vineyards that practice sort of organic or biodynamic processes, and by taking these grapes that have been farmed this way, taking them and making wines, without adding anything else to manipulate the sort of taste or sort of profile of these wines.
You're very low intervention.
And yeah, basically letting the sort of the huarako and the mahi that we've done on the whenua before they've been picked, kind of do all the mahi for you. And definitely sort of highlighting what we've done to the grape, growing it, and not really changing much after they've been picked, before we bottle them, basically. Yeah.
So a Māori wine to its core, literally.
Hi.
Hey, outside of this, you two are doing a whole heap of other stuff. But if this kicks off, will you be able to just focus on this full time? Is that what you want to be doing, or you've got a few other ventures in mind?
Yeah, I think this is very much a sort of a side project for us, but I think we definitely have some sort of bigger goals, and I think personally a big dream of mine with this project would be to eventually sort of be growing grapes and making wines on sort of whenua Māori, I think there's
living the vineyard life.
Yeah, there's a lot of mahi to do before we get there. So,
definitely,
we've got some big plans.
Yeah, ahead. It would be awesome to do this full time, but yeah, it will take a while for us to, you know, we're very small batch at the moment. But goal is to eventually be a lot bigger and hopefully exporting overseas as well. And then we've got a couple of other things that we have our eye on that we would like to look into as well. But yeah,
just a couple more questions. Every time you both talk, I'm like, oh man, I've got another bloody question. But I did mention this to Matua before, because my friend actually sent me the link to Tawhiti Wines, and she'd said this is a Māori wine. And you know, usually we use those things if we say, oh, this is a French wine or Italian wine or whatever. I'm no expert in this field, but that's usually how we name a wine. But is that a thing where this would be a Māori wine? And if it was, is that a thing in the wine world?
We think so.
Yeah.
We've kind of had this pad thai a few times, and I think for us, I think this becomes winemaking as a sort of practice isn't a sort of Māori sort of concept, but I think the way that we kind of approach what we're doing, and our intentions and
yeah, attention to general.
with what we're doing and who we're doing it with. Obviously, with us being Māori and working with other Māori people that have helped with us, I think that kind of mahi makes this a Māori wine,
Kia ora.
A Māori wine label.
And I think that was a comment made after we were having a yarn as well, that it's different. It was easier to say it was a Māori wine for all of those reasons as opposed to saying, oh, it's a New Zealand wine or it's from the South Island or da-da-da-da-da. And so, hey, that's a really neat neat thing for me, I reckon. But last part, and this might be on the heavier side of things, but, you know, as I saw it in one of the articles that you were in, that you were talking about the relationship Māori have with alcohol and how this might be able to change that or create a different relationship with alcohol. Have you got another kōrero on that?
Yeah, I think it's something that's always been top of mind for us as we've moved through the process and the mahi that we've been doing. I think, you know, the idea around Māori and alcohol often in the media isn't a positive. And I think this for us is a different narrative that we wanted to bring. You know, we're all about celebrating Māori excellence. We've been really lucky with the people that we've been able to collaborate with. You know, we've seen our labels done with by Rokira Ture, inspirational Māori female. And I think the whole idea is to celebrate this brand and the label and the mahi that we've done behind it and the tikanga we've followed and a lot of different things that we've put into it that make this for us a Māori wine. So I think a different spin on things for Māori and alcohol, you know, it's something that's positive, it's a celebration, it's something that hopefully people can enjoy with their whānau and they can enjoy the label, they can enjoy the mahi toi that we've got on there and a lot of the different things. So yeah, I think just coming at it from a different point of view.
Yeah, I think just for me personally, I think with our wines I think it could also be another reason for being a Māori wine is we have sort of been mindful of our problems with Waipiro and the sort of culture around drinking it. And obviously not with this being a Māori sort of project, not obviously wanting to contribute to that sort of negative culture in a way. And really sort of wanting to use this to open up some more dialogue around our sort of drinking behaviours, drinking patterns. Sort of being able to consume this wine and I guess sort of talk about these kind of issues and obviously not wanting to for it to be a detriment to the sort of the kaupapa in the end basically.
Tēnā kōrua. Hei, tēnā kōrua mō aua kōrero. Ka mutu mō tēnei kaupapa ara ko Tawhiti Wines. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining me this afternoon here on Manatawa. Kia pai tō ahiahi.
Namahi.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, ka kite. You'll see my order online.
Awesome.
Ka kite.
Ka kite. There you have it. That's the newly launched natural wine label, Tawhiti Wines, created by Matua Murupainga and his partner, partner in crime, Imogen Ware, who joined us just now to have a kōrero about Tawhiti Wines. Matua Murupainga is a rare breed. He's a Māori wine producer, as well as Imogen Ware. They have their own backgrounds, but now, hey, they produce Māori wines. And I love it. If you do want to get yourself a cart, you can go to their Instagram, I believe, Tawhiti Wines. That's us, e hoa mā. We're going to go away for a bit of a waiata. Pa 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 p